Sure. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have one either. And that can be a good thing or that can be a bad thing that we don't have a filter, right?
Totally.
Because, I mean, maybe the complaints are just going to keep rolling in about all the very explicit things. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to give you details about our sex life. This is not what this is about. Maybe here and there we're going to sprinkle in some information.
Sure.
Maybe. Or be like, a friend of a friend once told me.
this really good friend of mine. Yeah. I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, the whole situation. So yeah, we're just going to see what happens. I mean, I got a few things in my mind that I want to talk about. And I'm sure Gila has a few things that she can't wait to get off her chest. But we're going to play the song that Gila said should probably be the opening song.
Spinderella cut it up once.
And I'm pretty sure everybody knows this one.
Yeah, you can sing along at home.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's Talk About Sex from Salt and Pepper. It's such a good tune.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Avoid or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video show. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pen?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. So she should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note that last night was dope, 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 dope.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Yeah. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Do it.
Let's talk about sex.
Play this on the radio.
And why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
I never know what she's actually singing. That was Salt and Pepper. Let's Talk About Sex, which is basically what we're going to be doing for the next 50-ish.
All right, so come on, let's talk about
sex. Let's talk about sex. I mean, I had all the things in my mind that I wanted to talk about. And now I'm like, so once upon a time. No, actually, what I do think is something that I always feel is lacking is the idea, and we did talk about that over dinner.
I wish we just recorded our dinner conversation.
Yeah, and then just play it now.
Just play it now.
Well, maybe there were
I feel
things.
Like we were so on point.
We're so onto it, girl. No, I think that sex education here, I don't know, does it even exist? A, don't know about that. B, my sex education was terrible. It was basically, oh, I found this porn movie under my friend's dad's bed. Mm. And she got really badly fisted. And I got sick to my stomach.
Oh, God. Yeah, that exactly. wasn't your porn education. I was about to say, that wasn't your porn education, was it? There's way better porn than that, honey.
There's way better porn, which we probably also should talk about the way better porn. But in general, I think it's such a taboo topic to talk about pleasure, to talk about how we do it right, talk about what might be wrong when we talk about consent. Nobody does that. Like, I mean, we are in circles where we do because, you know, the
Do you think it's becoming more of a conversation, though?
Well, this is why we're doing the show. I want this to be more of a conversation.
I also feel like nowadays with podcasts and things like that, like, you know, I feel like there's just so much more talk, full stop, everything. Yeah. Talk about everything. Which if you want it, you can find it. Like, if you want to hear about it, you're going to be able to find it.
There's so many good podcasts talking about,
sex. Have you actually
Sex, Death, and Money is great.
Sex, Death, and Money.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Have you listened to Dan Savage?
You've been telling me to do so.
I have been telling you for a long time.
I know.
And that's why I'm directly asking you now. Have you done it yet?
I still have not. No.
Okay. I'm not even going to talk to you about
Dan. Well, you should probably.
Dan.
What about
My
Dan?
My man Dan.
Your man Dan. Is he talking about sex a lot? From a male perspective, I assume.
I mean, it is a podcast about sex.
Mm.
So, yes, he does talk about sex a lot.
But it's basically funny, like
it's a sex advice column.
Oh, yeah.
Done by a gay man.
Oh, okay.
He's gay. In a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
A gay man in a polyamorous relationship giving sex advice across the board to whoever writes in.
Yeah. Really. So people just ring and be like, I don't
sometimes people ring it. Like it's a sex and relationship podcast. So sometimes it's about relationships.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like
I heard relationships go together with sex sometimes.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Various topics. And he often will start it with like a run through of politics.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he starts it with politics. And usually it's about what's happening in the United States, which of course is usually just
shit.
A shit show.
Fucking shit show, you guys.
So generally it starts with like, you know, him kind of running down the week in politics and the shit show that was the week that's just gone.
Yeah.
And then he just does this beautiful segue into sex.
Nice.
From politics. I know.
So how do people in Israel have sex? That's my segue. I'm like, so Gila is Israeli. She's born in
How do people? All right. I feel like I need to stop you. Okay. My father is from Israel.
Right.
I don't consider myself to be Israeli.
You don't? Okay.
No, I consider myself to be a Kiwi.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Jewish Kiwi woman, but I don't consider myself to be Israeli.
Fair enough. So you don't know how Israelis make sex. You don't know how they do it.
Look, do you just want to talk about how...
Stereotypes? Yes, please.
You just want to talk about Israelis right now, don't you? Why is that, Rissa?
Okay, a little bit on the nose.
Just a little bit on the nose. Why that is.
Yeah, well, we can talk about this a little bit later. Let me just take off my jacket. It's getting really warm all of a sudden.
I feel like you're in the spotlight.
Oopsie. I'm blushing.
I feel like you led yourself right there.
Okay, we're just going to play a song now. We're going to do Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. It's such a great song. I mean, if you listen to that song and you don't immediately think about sex, something is wrong with you. I mean, just the opening, right? You're like... Ew.
I know. It's such a good opening.
Oh, baby, now let's get down tonight. Let's get down tonight.
Healing.
people. That was Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing. A very, very sexy song. This is Reza After Dark, Tuesday night, 8:30 till 9:30. Gila's here with me. And we're talking about things, like sexy things or, I don't know, maybe even sex.
So, Sexual Healing.
Yeah.
Have you actually ever had sex to that song?
I'm pretty sure I have. I must have. Or it comes up and the person I'm with thinks it's too cliche and then wants to change it. I feel like that would also be a thing. Why?
Oh, I'm just curious. I'm just trying to think if there's actually any song that I vividly, remember. I was just suddenly like,
which
is
one?
There any song? Well, I have to set the scene.
Yes, please. Set the sexual scene.
No, it was Mardi Gras. Probably, I'm trying to think what year it was. It was sometime in the 90s.
Oh, the 90s.
The 90s, right. They all just blur together. Are we allowed to talk about illicit drugs on this program?
Yeah, sure. Okay. It's 8:30. Okay. It's like, if I can cuss, then we can also talk about drugs.
Right. Okay, well, let's just put it this way.
Let's just say you were a little bit high. On some illicit drugs.
Babe, I was fucked.
She was fucked. Okay. Yeah.
Dance floor surrounded by lots of big gay men with their shirts off.
Oh, yes. Gay men with their shirts off are the best.
And no, they were really sweaty.
Yeah, but
and
it's
I was
nice.
Like a small lesbian identified woman at the time.
Yeah.
Feeling
small?
Very much. Yeah, I was quite small. I was
as in like tall. Like I'm just picturing the height.
Like,
because you're tall,
babe.
Woman.
I was like a size 10. Excuse
no,
me.
Yeah, for me
like I put like on weight. Do you want to? Do you want to make a thing of it?
No, for me, big is like tall.
You're like small.
For me, is like tall, and you're a tall woman.
I mean, I'm tall, but they were fucking much taller.
Okay anyway, really so tall. You were there dancing, gay man.
Look, I'm setting
high.
The scene. Not a gay man. I was like in a sea
puddle,
a sea of men.
A sweaty
a
puddle.
A sea of sweaty men. Yeah. I was like a tiny little turtle amongst sharks.
Right.
Just imagine that, like sweaty sharks.
Uh-huh. Continue.
And
we were,
and it was Children. Have you ever heard the song Children?
By?
Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da. That's my rendition of it. I'll find it for you later.
Can we not find it now?
We can find it now. Let's set the scene.
And then you can talk over the song.
Great.
Is it? Oh, and then he's like, here's a genre da-da-da-da of kids and family.
You'll know.
Is it
as
Robert
soon as you
Miles?
Hear it, you'll go, yes, I believe so.
Okay, let's just see.
Hang on. Oh, no, as soon as I hear it, I'll be like, yes, this is it.
I mean,
hopefully
I know that song, but I don't know
well,
if
I
that's
can't hear it. You've got it in your headphones.
Yeah, I need to dial you down, and me too.
That's
okay,
it.
Gila says yes.
That's the one. So imagine Mardi Gras.
I just hear it now.
90, we'll say 98.
Yeah.
We'll say 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs are coming on.
All right.
You're feeling hot. You're feeling flush.
Yes.
You're a very small woman in a sea of very hot,
continue.
Sweaty gay men who are all gyrating against each other.
Yeah.
Right? And I was really trying hard not to be. Like pressed up against them because they were sweaty and
yeah,
I wasn't
sweaty stinky
was,
a little bit
I wasn't really into it but I was definitely very much into being right there in that moment
to this song
Robert
Miles
in
Children.
The heat of bodies just like
dancing.
Getting down I was dancing
but did you have sex to that song?
No, but I felt like it was an
oh, damn it. I was hoping for the punchline.
No, but
and then
it was
somebody dragged you to the bathroom and just fucked you right there. Okay, that didn't happen.
No, but it was just a really sexy moment, which brings me to that, you know, sometimes a song can, you know, if you close your eyes, really you feel a song, it can be sexy. And it doesn't have to be with another person.
Oh,
it's
totally.
Like you, the music.
I'm just going to stop it.
I think it's sexy.
Oh, definitely. And
so I feel like that was a sexy experience.
Sexy experience.
It wasn't
song.
Necessary. I mean, it wasn't sex per se, but
yeah.
Then what the fuck is sex?
Oh,
let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that, actually. What is sex?
I mean, when does something go from being sexy to, okay, we're having sex now? Like, at what moment does that happen?
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation that I recently, we were like, me and the guy that I'm seeing at the moment, we were talking about, we haven't had sex yet, just as a...
Just putting that out there to everyone.
So we were talking about what it means to be intimate and what sex is, because for most people, sex is penetration, right? Like something is penetrating something else. Mm. And that is a very boring definition of sex, I think, because sex is so much more.
Well, I think it's also a very heterosexual view of sex.
Very much, very much. So it's like, it's the whole, I feel like, and then it gets a bit cliche, maybe love making, you know, sounds weird, but if there's a connection, then sex can be even just you kissing super passionately for an hour and getting so horny that you, you know, get all the juices everywhere.
But then it's like some people would say, no, well, we didn't have sex. We were just like making out.
Yeah.
As if that's like, well, there's a making out and then there's a sex. So it's like, yeah, is it just penetration? Like, is that what defines it? Because then also it's like...
Yeah. Sex can be so many things, like telephone sex, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Sexting.
Sexting.
Where you might not even touch yourself, or you may. Again, at the end of the day, whatever you want to define it by, you know. But the whole.
But then there's also common definitions of sex. So yeah, you may maybe.
Shall we
like,
Google it?
Oh yeah, whatever you want to define it by, go on Google.
Like
it.
If you just Google sex and then Wikipedia.
Let's be more specific. Let's say what is sex.
What is what is sex?
What is sex?
Even.
What is sex even? Did you put that? What is
Planned
sex
Parenthood
even?
Tells
us. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, well, that's
sexual
not a good
intercourse.
Place to start,
sexual
but, all
intercourse
right.
is sex. Oh, no, it's Wikipedia. Let's do Wikipedia. Let's do very, very basic Wikipedia. Sexual intercourse, also coitus or copulation, is sexual activity involving the insertion and thrusting of the male penis. Inside the female vagina. Wow, that is very heteronormative. Okay, I'm already... No, we're not doing this. No, I don't like it.
Do you think that there's a more, like, inclusive definition? Can we look that up?
What is
Can
sex
we look
inclusive
definition? I feel like this is where we need ChatGPT. I actually feel like ChatGPT is quite inclusive.
Yeah?
If you want it to be. You just got to put in the right prompt.
inclusive sex education. Oh, well. It's funny. You can't just find a definition for sex.
Sex inclusive. Hang on.
How do we best define sex?
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Human sexuality is incredibly diverse, so much more so than any one person's sex life as they experience it. It usually is. We can't miss that when we work as, sex educators. Bloody blah, blah. A wide, flexible definition is important. To be inclusive is important. Diversity of human sexuality is important. There's asexual people, right?
Yeah, I think that the more diverse and inclusive you're looking for the definition to be, the harder it is to define.
Yeah.
I think a definition can only be succinct if you're making it like, the penis goes in the vagina.
Yeah, it goes in somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, and then it could be like, the finger goes in the ear. Like, is that sex? Penetration has happened. I feel like it's like a man has gone on the moon.
Yeah.
Penetration has happened.
Okay, this is a very long article. I think we need to agree on there's no one definition about what sex is.
We should tell Wiki. We need to write to Wiki.
We should. Be like, you guys are not fucking inclusive. This is terrible. But yeah, I think this is exactly why I wanted this program to A, take the stigma away from talking about sex as a shoo, do it at home. Because, again, my sex education was terrible. If you want your kid, well, we both don't have children, but if you want your kids and the younger generation to use condoms, not get pregnant when they're 14, and not have chlamydia by the age they're 15,
we gotta be talking about that shit, man,
and we gotta be like, here's what can happen, here's what's nice about it, here's what's dangerous about it.
Well, I think also it's really important that kids aren't getting their sex education from porn, from discovering,
or from Christians.
From
both extremes.
Okay. All right.
You know what my grandma used to say, who is not a Christian? She used to say, well, the easiest way not to get pregnant is not to have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, grandma. That's so boring. No. Nobody wants to hear that.
Tell that to any like 16-year-old.
Yeah. And they just eye roll at you and be like, yeah, too late now.
Yeah, granny.
Already had sex.
Yeah, thanks, granny.
It was already too late by that point. But just, but also in saying that, it invokes this intense feeling of shame and guilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're, I mean, I must have been like 15 or 16, something around that time. And even my dad, I remember my first kiss with tongue with my boyfriend who later became the first person I had sex with. You know, it was all very nice. We were together for a year and a half, blah, 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 blah. All these things, like all the boxes checked for a good first time. But my dad said the first time I even told him like, oh, we kissed for the first time. And I must have said something about the tongue being involved. And he looks at me and he goes like, but this is a very, very intimate thing. And you only do that with someone that you've known for a really, really long time. You know what? I felt so ashamed that night in bed.
I thought you were going to go, you know what? I only knew this boy for like 10 minutes.
No, I've known him. Duke, if you listen to that, he probably won't. He's got two kids now and he's married. But it's like, you know what that does to a young person? To basically shame her, and especially a dad and daughter relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. So much power dynamic. And he just shamed me into feeling bad about kissing that boy, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember what it felt. I'm like, oh, I did something wrong. And now I'm going to... I don't even know what I thought, but something intrinsically felt like, now I'm going to not... This is not going to be good, what we have from now on, because I shouldn't have done that. Fuck that, you know? Yeah. He should have said like, oh, well, thanks for telling me. First and foremost, because why would you? You don't have to tell your parents, things like that. Mm. And then just be like, all right, so what's the next step here? Like, let's talk about other things that you might want to be doing and you might want to experience. You might want to...
Yeah.
He just couldn't. And again, it's the generation maybe, but I want to be the cool auntie who talks to the kids of my friends about that stuff. Yeah. Like, you come to me, girl. It's fine. We can talk about
it. I got you.
I got you, babe. Here's a condom. the good ones. The ones where you actually feel things. Skin, you guys. Skin is a very expensive condom, but it's great. It's
how
totally
much
worth
is
it.
Your fuck worth?
Speaking of how much,
spend the money.
Spend the money on good
just
fucks.
Just spend the money.
Well, that sounds like go to a prostitute if you say spend the money.
Oh, I mean on a good condom.
On a good condom, you guys. Hey, if you just tuned in and you hear a lot of sexy talk, this is Reza After Dark. Me and Gila are talking a little bit sexy things on Tuesday night, and I might have different guests. Maybe not just Gila. Who knows? Maybe it's going to be Gila forever.
I love it. Like, maybe not just Gila.
Maybe
like,
it's always going to be Gila.
No, I hope not just Gila.
But the funny thing is, she came walking into my house for dinner, and she said, because I told her, oh, bring some sexy songs. And she said, oh, I found this awesome playlist, songs I'd want to get fucked by.
The playlist, yeah.
The playlist, songs I want to get fucked by. And then we looked through it and I'm like, oh, is that a song I would want to get fucked to?
Well, that's what I was really curious about. It was like, are these songs that I would want to get fucked to? Because this is a different person's playlist.
Because was it The Weeknd, The Hills that you said? Yeah, that's a good one.
I like The Weeknd. I think there's six
songs.
But
which of the songs is the most sexy?
I can't
one?
Tell you. I'm 53. I don't know these things.
Oh my God, ageism. No, we don't need that.
What about ageism about myself? I'm just saying.
I'm just discouraging you.
I just don't know these like new people, like these new groups.
Okay, let's, but you know The Weeknd.
I can't tell you what the best song of The Weeknd.
Let's play.
No, all I can say is I like The Weeknd.
Here's The Weeknd with The Hills. A song that you might want to get fucked to.
That this person. Keep doing promo. You say keep our business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. I only called you when it's me, when I'm fucked up, that's a real me, yeah. I only call
so simple. I just fucked two bitches before I saw you. And you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Drugs started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all these motherfuckers wanna
to this different song that just came up. So before that was The Weeknd with The Hills.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's that's definitely a grind me song.
Yeah,
and a down sexy in front of me and take your clothes off song.
Yeah.
And this one, Shoo Shoo from O. This is more like Stroke Me Softly.
This is more tickle song. Oh, sorry. This is more tickle song.
Not tickle, but it's more intimate than the other one. It creates more intimacy in a sexual way and not like a fucking kind of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely not a song I would want to
do. No? Well, one of our listeners mentioned this one, so...
Just,
yeah. As in, like, not a song... Let me just read it out. It was like...
You mean we've got people listening?
Yeah. Okay. No, well, I don't know. I just ask, hey, sexy song.
You're talking way too much.
Mainly the vibe of it more than the lyrics. Can't think of a song more a vibe that feels intimate and sweet.
True that.
Intimacy and sweetness, because that's also nice.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I heard that that's supposed to be nice. I like both things. I think I'm more of a, like, the gentle stuff is nice for warm-up. Because you were just saying off-air, oh God, I lost my train of thought. the sexiest
things that happen, yes, and not usually sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true. And yes, it's more the anticipation of something, or a look, or a touch, or an outfit, or
I still remember a walk. This walk that I took home with this guy.
Oh, this walk that I took home with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we'd had a threesome earlier.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, I mean, just saying. But yeah, just this walk home, and all on the way home, he was just telling me everything.
That is so hot, right? That creates so much sexual tension and intimacy. And guys, girls, people,
so sexy.
You need to do that. You need to communicate and talk about what you think is sexy, because then your partner knows what's sexy and what gets things going. And it creates also so much like appreciation for the other, and makes you kind of like connect on even not just the sexual level, but like the, oh, I really know you, you know? Because if you know somebody in such a vulnerable state of what gets them going and what they're like, that's so powerful. I find that really powerful to know that.
I just completely blanked out.
It's fine. You can blank out. So this is Shushu. Shusha from O. Before that, we were listening to The Weeknd, The Hills. Two very opposing songs, dare I say. Now I want to play a song. No, now I should probably do some advertisement.
Oh,
somebody needs to pay Aaron's bills, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the ads.
This week at the Harvey Hotel, Tuesday night, trivia night, $10 there, special Wednesday, peach special, $20, 5 for late. And Jack Day Thursday, open at 12, then a jackpot draw, $700, meat raffle, and burger and beer for $30. Friday, happy hour 4 to 7. Saturday, the 111 band returns. 7:30 till late Sunday. Bloody Mary Breakfast Club, not till 2:30. There you go. We look forward to welcoming you and yours for a great time in Reagan at the Harbour View Hotel.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the Growers Market, Mum. There's always something yummy there, and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the Growers Market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
Wouldn't it be lovely to hear more of this right here in Raglan? Katiwa Project's Backyard Hub is here to support the Whangaroa community to save our native species. Our goal is to have rat, possum and stoat traps in most backyards so that we can bring back the bird song. To join the Backyard Hub, visit our website, katiwaproject.co.nz.
This is not the BBC.
And that is Anna saying this is not the BBC, if you've heard.
This is not the BBC.
She did that 10 years ago or so, that ad. No, this is Raglan Community Radio. You're listening to Reza After Dark, Tuesday night. I mean, that's the second time I'm doing this. So probably sometime between 8:30 and 9:30. With me is Gila.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello,
and
shalom.
I think we're just spitballing a little bit about sex, desire, sexuality, kink.
It's, we haven't actually really touched upon kink. Let's go there. Let's do it, Lisa.
Funny, because the book that I read from last week, I read a story and I explained it to you over dinner. Again, we should have just recorded that dinner conversation and played it. And it was about a woman who said, I'm all out of lesbians. I'm just going to go fuck my good friend from college.
Yeah.
Because he's nice enough. And while she was doing that, she just realized, it wasn't the problem that he was a dude. It was just like something didn't feel right. And the way she was describing it made me feel so uncomfortable, because it's like, no, girl, don't go there. You don't want to have sex with him. You think you want to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I mean, how many times have we as women, I'm just going to say that, been in this situation where I probably don't want to do this, but I might just go along with it because why the fuck not? And then the next time you're like, yeah, no, I really didn't have to have sex with that guy.
Do you think men do it too? I reckon everyone does it.
I heard about that.
Everyone does it. I think it's something at some. Although it's something that I don't do now. I've got to say it's something I don't do anymore.
Hard boundaries, right?
Hard boundaries. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing that anymore because I'm like, if it's a meh.
It's just iffy because it creates a lot of after bullshit. In the moment, you won't even realize, but then the day after and the week after, and you're like, oh.
I just feel like, oh, why not? It's not a good enough.
No.
Like,
terrible reason.
It's not even so much about the reason. It just doesn't feel like it's compelling enough for me to want to be that vulnerable with somebody.
Exactly. But people don't. Yeah, I think especially when it comes to one-night stands or just a random hookup, nobody thinks about the part of the vulnerability in that instance. You know, it's usually, it's a fuck. Yeah. It's a tricky one, hey, because, yeah, I'm just trying to think, when was the last time that I did so? Oh, yeah. Even in a relationship, man, I've been in relationships where I definitely did not feel like I wanted to have sex, but I did it because, well, he's been nagging because we haven't done it for so long because I was depressed. And then you just get to the, well, ugh, might as well just do it. It'll be okay. This is terrible. And the thing is, I always noticed I dissociate. I just get completely, I'm not even participating. And that makes it worse in the aftermath. You know, you go
somewhere
else. Well,
and I think it makes it really bad for the other person too, because for the other person to realize that you weren't there, like if you were to say, actually, I wasn't there. Like, that's a horrible thing to think that you've just been having sex with someone who wasn't even present.
Yeah, and I mean, being present, not just in sex life in general, being present is a good thing. Being present and conscious in your choices and your decisions. And I'm not talking about, am I buying one apple or two apples, but, you know, the important ones, it's kind of good to sometimes double check. Hey, wait a minute. Do I actually want to do this? Is that good for me? Is that something that's going to benefit me? Am I going to put myself into a weird situation if I do that? And to be fair, I've only learned that in the last 2-3 years, maybe. Slowly but surely. So it's interesting.
Jawohl.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Jawohl? Jawohl. Or is it jawohl?
Jawohl. That's a very military one to say.
So you don't say that? Like, you don't go jawohl?
Never.
Oh, what would you say instead? Like if you're like, yeah, because I just felt I was very much just, yes, And I felt like I just wanted to say something different along the same lines of I affirm.
What is a different German thing to say I affirm that is not ja?
Jawohl.
Absolute. Absolutely.
Absolute.
Absolute.
I just think of vodka when I say that.
Absolute vodka.
Absolute.
We're going to play a Prince song now because most of the Prince songs are pure sex.
I love Prince.
Who doesn't? Whoever doesn't love him, something's wrong with you. You need to get that checked out by your GP.
Oh, my God. I love Prince. And I love that little purple suit he wears.
I love all the suits he wore. Oh, I miss him. Here's Prince.
I mean, I don't miss him, but because I can still listen to his music.
I miss him.
I miss his suit.
Here's Kiss from Prince. Purple. Time to outfit.
Remembering
me, myself, and
remembrance.
See, I was thinking me, myself, and I. I think of a Beyoncé song, but you think of Joan Armatrading. What we were just listening to. You said gay icon.
Gay icon.
Right. Okay. And then we were talking about Tracy Chapman. Who was,
I mean, I don't know if she should have been in our sexy list, quite frankly.
Oh, well, you put her on there.
I mean, I put her on there.
I mean, excuse me. Well, I mean, the Me, Myself, and I at least opens up the...
It was more in reflection. I don't know if I should have put her on there. Although as soon as it came on, I was like, no, this is totally my sex song now.
It's a segue into self-pleasuring, you know? Like, sometimes it's just you, yourself, and you.
Absolutely.
And that's totally fine. I have no problem with that sometimes, most of the time. I mean, that's how it is sometimes in life. It's just fine.
It just is. It is what it is.
And it's like, that's how it starts, right? I mean,
yeah.
I was 11, I think, when I noticed like, oh, this is fun. I should be doing this more often. Hey, I need a nap. I'm going to lay down
And your parents were like, wow, Rose has been in her room for a really long time. She's been in there for like 6 hours.
My parents were wondering why I'm taking like
really
naps.
Long baths and really long naps.
Just because I hated naps as a kid. Never wanted to have a nap.
And suddenly.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, gotta take a nap, you guys. Don't.
Suddenly you're 11 and you're like, I gotta go nap.
I'm gonna go lay down for a minute. I'm really tired.
I gotta go lay down for about 3 hours. Yeah, well, I remember I took a day off school.
Oh, no way.
When
that
I discovered
cool.
it, I'm like, this deserves
I'm
a
busy,
day.
You guys.
I'm busy.
This is biology right here, so don't mind. You guys, if you're confused about all the giggling, Gila and Reza for Reza After Dark are talking about sexy things. It's, well, we got 8 minutes left in this 1 hour slot. Can you imagine? I feel like we're just getting started. But
I know, there's so much we could cover.
I mean, that's what we've been saying off air. Oh, we should talk about this. Oh, we should talk about that. And then we don't.
And then we just get on and we just giggle.
Yeah. She said, dick. It's okay, though. It's fine. So what are we going to do with the remaining 7 minutes? I mean, we're going to play one more song as like an outro.
Oh, okay.
An outro, which...
All right.
I know it's going to be a Prince song, which is fine. But
all right.
Is there any other like well, if you could talk to teenage Gila. Yeah.
Oh, teenage,
1, 2, 3 sentence.
Teenage Gila was quite boring. Let's go back to the discussion around kink that we didn't have.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to go back there. Can we just
What
like,
is a kink for you? What is the definition of kink?
Oh, Google. God. What is the definition? Well, what are you asking? What is a kink for me? Like, what is...
No.
What is a kink? What? She's like, I don't want to know your kink, Gila. I'm really not interested in that.
I'm just Googling kink definition and examples, slang. That's what Google said. And Google says, unconventional sexual preferences or behavior.
Okay.
A particular sexual preference or behavior that is unconventional. A person characterized by such preference or behavior. Kinkster.
Ooh.
See, convention. I mean, missionary. Is anal already a kink just because it's... Is it too conventional these days?
I don't know. I think it's too conventional these days.
Yeah.
I've heard it's what all the cool kids
but
are doing.
But even BDSM by now, I feel like, everybody likes to be roped, you know? Let's put a rope on somebody and do some bondage. Also, that is not really unconventional anymore.
It's not really.
It's like, spank my butt. It's not crazy.
Okay, so maybe that definition, do you feel like that definition is a little outdated?
Yeah, it is outdated. It's from... dictionary.com. What does some kind of kink mean is what also people ask on the internet. And there is a Merriam-Webster definition. Maybe we should look into that. A short... Oh, no.
But a kink is different than a fetish, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah. Well, because everybody knows a foot fetish, right? Just because...
Yeah, I think it's...
Hang
kink
on.
Kink versus fetish. Nah. Actually, I don't know.
Now we're just making shit up as we go. What's the difference?
I was about to, but I caught myself. Like, sometimes I actually don't catch myself. And I just start talking absolute shit. And acting like I think I know. Well, I try and then I'm presenting it like I do know.
Here we
and
go.
Then halfway through, I'm
like, you know what? I need to stop.
But I'm too late. It's too late. I've got to keep going.
What's the difference between a kink and a fetish?
Okay, tell me.
What's the short answer? These days, it seems like anyone with a slight proclivity for a
Can we have an abbreviated version?
Anything is throwing around the words kink and fetish with abandon. I think I have a tall boy fetish. Someone might say after dating 2 tall boys in a row. Yeah, that's stupid. I have an ice cream kink for sure. That's dumb too. Some might say after indulging that. Unfortunately, as these words have become more mainstream, the definitions become more ambiguous. That's why we put together this definition guide. Okay. What is exactly a kink? Because what qualifies a kink is dependent on what your social sphere qualifies as normal. That makes sense to me. It's highly dependent on a variety of factors, including time, social circle, media exposure, sexual history, and sexual history of your partners.
I feel like this is already too long. Can we just put this into ChatGPT?
Honestly, just
I've
be like,
never used ChatGPT.
Oh, honey, I'm going to teach you. Because honestly, we could just ask ChatGPT, ChatGPT, difference between kink and fetish, short, abbreviated.
GPT?
ChatGPT. ChatGPT. If you haven't discovered it, you've got to.
It doesn't come up. It gives me Reddit.
Okay, let's not go Reddit. Let's just do abbreviated definition of difference between kink and fetish. With highlight on abbreviated.
Oh,
short,
God.
Short.
I'm already over it. You guys, we're trying to figure out what's the difference between kink and fetish.
In one line.
Pure vow. A sex therapist lays out the difference. Well, they should know.
Okay, how abbreviated does it look? It still looks
probably
long.
Not for you. A kink is something sexual that someone likes to do with themselves or consensually with partners.
Okay, and what's a fetish?
Usually something considered outside of mainstream sexual activities.
Yes.
And then we have BDSM, roleplay, polyamory. Oh, polyamory is a kink?
Polyamory is a kink?
That's bullshit. Anyhow.
Oh, that's total bullshit.
What is a fetish? A fetish is similar to a kink, but the difference is that something is a fetish when it must be present.
Okay. Oh,
in order for the person to achieve sexual arousal.
Got it.
This can be an act like having sex in public on object like feet. You know, feet fetish.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like, I need this to be there, otherwise
right.
ain't
a
no
fetish
good.
Fetish is like, I have to.
And the kink
have
is like,
it.
Oh, I like when this is done.
Right.
It's just nice, but it's not necessary.
Like, oh, I enjoy that thing. But a fetish is like, I'm not going to get off. Unless that thing is present.
Unless your feet are naked.
unless you're wearing those rubber undies.
Gloves. Okay.
Wow.
This hour has been random. But very interesting. And it gives me an idea of so many other topics that need to be talked about. We just brushed a few. And I think for the next couple of Tuesdays, I'm going to have a more precise idea, like one topic, as in like kink. And then one topic as in polyamory. And then one topic as in...
Well, you're not going to have that if you invite me back.
Yeah, no, we're just way too much jumpy back and forth.
It's me, babe. I jump.
I knew that before.
We jump.
You were listening to Reza After Dark, Tuesday night, 8:30 to 9:30. Gila was here with me. Bye, Gila.
Bye, Gila.
Bye, Gila. And we're going to end this show with Prince, I Wanna Be Your Lover, which was your...
It was. I love this song.
I Want to Be Your Lover by Prince. Have a good night, everybody, and have fun.
Thank you.